This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. We're looking at the new anti-war movement. My guest, Maurever Hayden-Hilliard, is on the steering committee of the group that organized Saturday's peace march in Washington, the ANSWER Coalition. ANSWER stands for Act Now to Stop War and End Racism. She's also a co-founder of the Partnership for Civil Justice. As we heard earlier in an interview with Todd Gitlin, ANSWER has been criticized by some people within the peace movement for tying the movement to extreme or fringy political positions that anti-war demonstrators are often not even aware of. ANSWER has also been examined in several articles, including one by Michelle Goldberg, published by the internet magazine Salon in October, which was headlined, "Peace Kooks, the new anti-war movement is in danger of being hijacked by bizarre extremist groups." I talk with Maurever Hayden-Hilliard about her group and Saturday's march. What do you think are the strengths of a mass rally like the one you organized in Washington, and what do you think are its limitations?
Well, I think this weekend we saw incredible mass opposition to the Bush administration's program of war and aggression, and we believe that the administration itself is quite shocked and is reeling from the lightning emergence of this massive anti-war movement. The fact that we're seeing this type of turnout of 500,000 people in Washington, 200,000 in San Francisco, at this stage, before a new bombing campaign, before a new invasion of Iraq, is really a historical moment.
I just should mention that there's been various reports on the numbers of people who turned out on Saturday. Your group is saying 500,000. I've read other estimates as well that were lower than that from both police and journalists' estimates. There were several other issues on the agenda in addition to preventing war against Iraq on Saturday, issues that were addressed from the podium, such as freeing Mumia Abu-Jamal and saying that he's a political prisoner and a victim of racism, and being in solidarity with the Palestinian people. Now, I think not everybody who opposes American intervention in Iraq would agree that Mumia Abu-Jamal is really a political prisoner or would agree with complete solidarity with the Palestinian people. Many of the people at the march would probably believe in a two-state solution in the Middle East, or they would support Israel. What would you say to those people who disagreed with other things on the agenda that were spoken of from the podium, but who saw themselves as just being there to in support of peace?
I think everyone that was heard from the stage was speaking out against the war. And we recognize that it is necessary, if you are going to fight against war and militarism, that you must recognize the fight against racism. And that racism, in fact, is a tool of militarism and oppression, that you need racism in order to be able to convince people in the United States that when children are being slaughtered in Afghanistan, their lives are less valuable than children in the United States. You need racism to convince people in the U.S. that the lives of children that will be lost in Iraq and have been lost in Iraq from sanctions are somehow less valuable than lives in the United States. And so we have many speakers who are coming from different struggles, all standing forward and standing up to say that they stand in solidarity against the war. And that really shows the depth and breadth of opposition in the United States.
The Middle East is a very divisive issue. And I'm wondering, why include it in an agenda with war against Iraq? Many people who oppose the war against Iraq wouldn't agree with a blanket statement of solidarity with the Palestinian people. Many people would support Israel. Others would support a compromise, a two-state solution. It's hard to get people to agree on the Middle East. Why undermine the consensus of the issue at hand, which is preventing war with Iraq?
I don't think there's been any undermining of any consensus because the proof is in the demonstration.
But do you think a lot of people at that demonstration really had no idea that the organizers of this particular march saw a connection between the anti-war movement regarding Iraq and the right of return for the Palestinian people?
The call for the demonstration and what we all agree on is that we are fighting against a war in Iraq. And so many different people who are coming out and who are speaking from so many different backgrounds, many of whom are the victims of U.S. Government's aggression and military intervention and control, as well as the victims of U.S. corporate domination, are coming out and standing forward and standing shoulder to shoulder. That's what's so powerful. That's what's making this so strong. I mean, certainly we have in our coalition and the people that were speaking from the stage as well, representatives of youth and students who are talking about the aspect of war and how it impacts them and their lives and their funding, as well as their being killed as they're the ones who will be sent. We had the labor community coming out in large force supporting this demonstration, and we had religious groups coming out in force. And I don't think that when a religious group comes out and supports anti-war work and traces it back to their faith, be it a faith in Christian faith, that they're somehow then telling everyone that they must all agree with the Christian faith. They're saying, this is our background. We stand here in solidarity. When Muslim groups come out to the demonstration and they speak of their beliefs, they are not telling everyone that they must worship the same. They are saying, this is the origin of our belief, and we are in solidarity with the anti-war efforts.
Another sponsor of the Peace March on Saturday was the International Action Center, which was founded by former Attorney General Ramsey Clark, who for years has been affiliated with many radical causes. Some of those causes have struck many people as kind of goofy. He's a member of the International Committee to Defend Slobodan Milosevic, the former head of Serbia, who's now being tried for war crimes. And the International Action Center also has links to the Workers' World Party. And I just want to read something that David Korn wrote about the Workers' World Party in the LA Weekly a few months ago in an article about their connections to a peace march. He said, the Workers' World Party is a small political sect that years ago split from the Socialist Workers' Party to support the Soviet invasion of Hungary in 1956. The party advocates socialist revolution and abolishing private property. It's a fan of Fidel Castro's regime in Cuba and it hails North Korean dictator Kim Jong-il for preserving his country's socialist system, which, according to the party's newspaper, has kept North Korea, quote, from falling under the sway of the transnational banks and corporations that dictate to most of the world, unquote. The party has campaigned against the war crimes trial of former Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic. A recent Workers' World editorial declared, Iraq has done absolutely nothing wrong. Are you comfortable with the connections to the Workers' World Party?
I think it's unfortunate that you're quoting from an article that is an extremely incorrect, inaccurate, and really intended to be a divisive and offensive caricature of a political group in the United States, as well as of the people in our coalition who associate with others in our coalition. And I think using that as a basis of fact itself really is quite questionable. Now, if we want to step back and talk from a basis of reality, I think calling former Attorney General Ramsey Clark goofy really also is a rather negative reflection on even your questions at this point, to be honest, because former Attorney General Ramsey Clark is recognized not only in the United States but around the world as a man of remarkable principle and a man who has fought to defend people who he felt required and were entitled to a defense, as we would hope that everyone is. And he has fought particularly when there are situations that he has felt that the U.S. government is using its powers unfairly and unjustly in a way that really diminishes the standing of the United States worldwide, and he has sought to bring justice in that way. And he's loved around the world, as well as by many people in the United States. Now, I think if we want to address the real basis of what David Korn's piece is, and even sort of those questions like, how do you feel about affiliating with people in the Workers' World Party? We all recognize that for what that is. That is basically classic McCarthyite red baiting. Now, there are some people in the International Action Center who are also in the Workers' World Party. And just because there are Marxists or socialists in an anti-war movement, that shouldn't be incredibly shocking. I think all of us in our coalition, and there are 11 major organizations who are on the steering committee, have found that those in the International Action Center have been really excellent partners in this coalition and have been really very principled and great people to work with. The nature of David Korn's article and the point of that article is to divide and diminish an anti-war movement that he has had no part in building. It's not even clear that he has an anti-war position. Frankly, he was writing articles about Afghanistan that suggested he supported military intervention there on a poor and absolutely destroyed country. Frankly, we repudiate any type of demands for purge of the movement. We find that to be really rather offensive and quite regressive.
I know you're comparing the question to McCarthyism, but I think your critics would probably say that the problem isn't that they're afraid you're going to try to take over the world, but rather that affiliating with communism now and the communist parties that are represented within the coalition are just so irrelevant at this point, so fringy and irrelevant.
Well, I don't know which communist parties you believe are in the coalition. And when you talk about fringy and irrelevant, the relevancy of this coalition and its work is proven by the fact that we have done the mass organizing to build a really powerful anti-war movement in coalition with many people from many different backgrounds, Republicans, Democrats, Green Party members, anarchists, independents, people with no political affiliation. And that's what a real, true, broad movement is. I mean, obviously, there are many who sit on the sidelines, including former activists who are kind of armchair activists at this point, who among them haven't organized one person. And frankly, I think the line of questioning is really interesting and somewhat ludicrous. I mean, here we are a few days after the largest demonstration against the war in U.S. history at a critical moment on time on the eve of war, when we are trying to stop the slaughter of Iraqi people and stop U.S. service people from being killed needlessly and sent back in body bags. And there's some folks out there who are whining that there might be Marxists in the movement or that Mumia Abu-Jamal has an anti-war message that is shared. I think that we need to decide, as our coalition has, I would hope others would decide, that what the real objective here is right now, and that's fighting a war.
Is your group opposed to a war of all sorts? Is there ever a time that you would endorse American military intervention?
Our group is a coalition of many different organizations around the United States, and we have come together to stand for Act Now to Stop War and End Racism. That is our view, which is that we are in opposition to the Bush administration's war drive and their efforts for global conquest, and we recognize the need to merge that struggle with the struggle against racism and oppression, because racism is a tool of war and militarism. That's what we have consensed on, and that is the position of our coalition.
I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Mara Verheiden-Hilliard is on the steering committee of the Answer Coalition, which organized Saturday's anti-war march in Washington.